Okay, so I am sitting here with
Memory Haywood.
And you are a student who is earning credits, who does exceptional work, who the subs even know, and they enjoy having you in their class. And I have to know, what advice would you give to the younger version of you?
Okay, my name is Memory Haywood. I'm 17 years old. I'm a student at Roosevelt High School. And if I were to go back and give the younger me advice, I would tell her to make sure she does good every year of high school.
Why would you say that?
Well, the reason why I would say that is because I started off my freshman year, my first year of high school, at my home school, East High School, and I was only there for a few months. In December, everything went downhill. I got into a big fight, was charged with mob action because my cousin and her brother was fighting, and I somehow got pulled into it. Mm-hmm. So the reason why I would say that is because right now I'm struggling to graduate on time because of the younger me.
So what happened that you were struggling to graduate on time? Walk me through that.
I was playing around. I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. I wasn't doing my work. I was just coming to school to play.
Okay, and then you became behind on your credits, is that correct?
Yeah.
And then what happened when you realized you were behind on credits?
Well, when I got expelled, I got sent to regionals. Mm-hmm. So I was doing pretty good at regionals for the first beginning when I was there. I was there all the way to sophomore year. So my sophomore year, I ended up getting dropped from regionals because of something that my sister did. So that left me with no credits for sophomore year.
So you had absolutely no credits during your sophomore year?
None.
So then your junior year, you had all of these credits to make up?
Yeah.
And is that when you chose to come to the alternative high school?
Yes, my junior year. I went back to East for the rest of my junior year, and my probation officer suggested that I should go here because she said if I didn't, then I wouldn't be on time with graduation.
And then this year, you've received how many credits so far?
6 so far since I've been here.
Oh my goodness, that's incredible. And what are your classes you're in now?
I have 7 classes. My first class is a music class with Matlock, then my second is Bio 1, 3rd. English, 4th, Social Studies, 5th, Arts Foundation, 6th, Work Studies, and 7th is Geometry.
So you're on your way to being back on track.
Yes, I am.
So what is the advice that you would give to the younger version of you?
Well, I would tell her, make sure you stay on track, stay focused, don't let anything get in your way, because it's going to be a good feeling to graduate, so you will want to graduate. So basically, just stay focused. That's the key, to stay focused.
Thank you.